Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. One of the things that our Lord says most frequently throughout the Scriptures is, do not be afraid. And one of the things that bothers all of us is unnecessary worry, needless anxiety. In fact, in the Mass, after the Our Father, the priest prays that we be delivered from all evil and protected from all anxiety. Anxiety can really upset the spiritual life. It can really make it difficult for us to hear the Word of God and follow His will and do the things we're supposed to do from day to day. And you know, in many ways, worry is nothing more than a bad mental habit. It's a habit we get ourselves into, and it's a habit that we can get ourselves out of. We can choose and we can decide what we're going to worry about. Let me give you an example. When you walked into whatever room you are in right now as you're listening to me, as I walked into this studio where we are filming this spot, how many of us thought or worried that the roof was going to fall down? I bet none of you did. And yet, when's the last time that you inspected the roof of the building that you're in right now? Do you know that it's not going to fall down in the next few minutes? No, we don't really know that for sure, do we? It's just that we have chosen not to worry about it. Because after all, we can start worrying about 1,000 other things if we really started sitting down and thinking about what we could worry about. Let me tell you a personal story. I used to be very, very much afraid of lightning. In fact, when I was a teenager, I was so afraid of it. I remember one night there was a lightning storm. I was home alone. And I was sitting down in the living room, and I would not get up from that seat. But I was afraid to go into the kitchen. I was afraid to go into my bedroom because I was afraid that as soon as I passed by the window, the lightning would come right in and strike me. It was a paralyzing fear. Do you know how I was cured of the worry about the lightning? Somehow, suddenly, the thought came to me, what makes you think you're so important that that lightning, which has so many different places that it can strike, is going to come looking for you? And I realized, brothers and sisters, at that point, that there was no need to worry. I pray for you, and let's together pray for all people throughout the world, that any needless anxiety that burdens our souls and our minds, that takes away the peace that God so much wants us to have, let us pray that that anxiety and that worry will be eliminated and that we will live all our days by our Lord's words, do not be afraid.